Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today, focusing in on stocker and feeder cattle today with Glenn Tonzer in just a moment.
It's the sound of jobs coming to Oklahoma. Our booming oil and gas industry is helping our state's economy grow. And Cliff Brannan is running for Corporation Commission to keep it that way. Cliff Brannan is a rock-solid conservative, a lifetime NRA member and family man who's 100% pro-life. As a conservative leader in the state Senate, Cliff Brannan is fighting against Obama's job-killing EPA regulations, and he wrote laws to boost oil drilling. As Corporation Commissioner, Cliff Brannan wants to improve our economy, increase oil and gas exploration, and achieve energy independence.
I'm Cliff Brannan. I'll always fight against Obama's job-killing regulations. And I'm a conservative. I know energy, I know Oklahoma, and I'd appreciate your vote.
Vote Cliff Brannan for Corporation Commission on June 24th. Paid for by Brannan for Oklahoma.
With the cattle market as strong as it is right now, the question mark is, what do you do with calves that you've got up for weaning? Do you hang on to them? Do you market them quickly? What do you do? Dr. Glenn Tonzer, Extension Livestock Market Economist, has been thinking about some of these options that are out there, and he says that producers have got several decisions they'll need to be making.
Yeah, and I honestly think there's more than one good alternative, which, you know, so this is a challenge, is anytime you have more than one, you know, very favorable option going forward, can make these decisions harder, but that should not, you know, keep us from doing our homework. These historically high feeder cattle prices are setting up the typical cow-calf producer around the country, and especially those that have decent pasture conditions, right, so their cost situation's improving, to have a historically high year in 2014. And a lot of producers who typically just, you know, sell at weaning, so a fall weaning crop, will be very tempted to do so because they have historically high calf prices and they'll have a better year than they've had in the past. And that's okay. I'm not saying that's bad, right? That'd be my expectation, is they will have a very profitable year. What I would encourage them to do before they make that decision, and actually I would encourage them to start doing the homework and projecting now in advance of that weaning, is to compare that to potentially, you know, backgrounding that steer all the way to mainly keeping it all the way through the feed yard. Some numbers on exactly what the market's saying the backgrounding might be worth to you is, I always use this line of market as a benchmark in these kind of discussions. But there's a resource on our agmanager.info and beefbasis.com websites where you're able to project what the market is basically expecting the value of gain to be for putting additional pounds on. The scenario I ran before we came over was, as of now, projecting a value of a 550-pound steer on September 19th, so it's a Friday in the middle of the month, is $218. It's basically consistent with the futures markets where it's coming from. And couple that with an expectation around Christmas for a 750-pounder, so maybe I can put 200 pounds on in the interim there, would be $195. That would reflect a little over 2 pounds a day gain, so it's fairly aggressive, but that's just a scenario I'm sharing here. The value of gain the market's suggesting there is $130. So if you could put those 200 pounds on for, say, $100 per hundredweight, there's roughly $60 per head. Lots of risk around this we could talk about, but that's the expected return. Not everybody's going to make that trade-off, but I think you need to think about it given your situations. I use the phrase, take bird in hand versus two in the bush, and I just because I think people relate to it. The bird in hand is you could sell that 550-pound steer right off the mama cow and have a really good year and have none of the risk and forego the potential for additional returns. Or you could, some would say, gamble. I don't know if I'd call it gambling risky, but that is a risky environment. Delay that revenue and try to put additional value on that calf towards 750 pounds. I encourage our producers to make use of those resources. And if you can't find it, email me. I can help you with that. Compare your own cost to gain and then make your decision.
Extension Livestock Market Economist, Dr. Glenn Tonzer. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Neighbors, have you been thinking about how you might better drought-proof your farm and maintain or increase your profitability? Learn more about the value of cover crops and no-till farming at the No-Till in the Plains Points South Bus Tour the 5th through the 8th of August. Completing 9 stops along the tour, you'll hear from farmers and experts who will share what they know and have experience. Make plans to attend and register today at no-till.org or call No-Till in the Plains at 888-330-5142. 888-330-5142. That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.